All righty, Vikings game plan nearing a conclusion, and after everything you've seen and or heard from the coordinators Norv Turner and George Edwards, Everson Griffin, Pete Bursich in the film room, we need a winning formula to snap a three-game losing streak. Thus, we have Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. He's the content manager. This is the Verizon winning formula. Take it away.
Offensively, Paul, I think we need to win versus man coverage. Pass protection has been a problem for the Vikings, and a lot of that is getting blamed on the offensive line, but pass protection is the responsibility of more than the offensive line. Receivers have to get open. The quarterback has to get rid of the ball quickly. I think we need to focus on winning versus man coverage. We're playing Lovie Smith and Leslie Frazier's defense. Traditionally, a lot of zone defense between those two when they've been coordinators or coaches, but I think today they're going to come after Teddy. We've seen teams blitz and pressure Teddy. A lot of times when that happens, you see man coverage behind that blitz. I think we're going to see that from Tampa Bay. If that does happen, we need Greg Jennings, Jarius Wright, and Cordarrelle Patterson to win versus man coverage and get explosive through the air.
Be curious to hear what the Verizon winning formula is for the Vikings defense versus Tampa Bay's offense. Mike Glennon expected to be the quarterback, two-headed running attack. Vincent Jackson, good receiver. Mike Evans, nice rookie receiver. Because the defense has been solid the last two games.
They really have, and that would be my winning formula. Don't change. I think what we're doing right now defensively is working. Mike Zimmer has brought a lot of creativity to this defense. He's using Anthony Barr in a lot of different ways. Hopefully we'll get Gerald Hodges back this week, Paul, because I think when Gerald Hodges is able to play, Mike Zimmer may be more likely to put Anthony Barr up at the defensive line in some of those nickel packages. Maybe you play Greenway and Hodges at linebacker. I would love to see that. Yeah. Get Anthony Barr rushing the passer. Anthony Barr has shown great improvement against the run and in pass coverage. He had a pass breakup last week against the Bills. I'd love to see him get on the line of scrimmage and get after the passer, because this is an offensive line that you can attack and pressure the quarterback.
Special teams, Verizon winning formula. How about Blair Walsh? Welcome back to the best kicker in the NFL conversation.
Absolutely, and he is right in the middle of it. Pro Bowl voting is now open for fans. They can go to Vikings.com and cast their votes for their favorite Vikings, and Blair Walsh should be one of the votes. I mean, he is as good a kicker as there is in the NFL. But
yep.
For our special teams group, we need to create a spark for our team on special teams. We need to create short fields for the offense so they can get back on track. We need to reward our defense for being so good on third down. Special teams, create a spark. Long kickoff return by Patterson or long punt return by Sherrills would be great. How about a surprise onside kick? We haven't seen one of those in a long time, or a fake punt, something like that. We saw the Rams fake a punt last week against the defending champions.
Yeah.
That worked for them in a victory. I think we need to do something to create a spark on special teams.
By the way, just to close here on the Bucs and their special teams, they do have a new kick and punt returner named Trendon Holliday.
He's good.
In the playoffs for the Denver Broncos a couple of years ago, he returned a punt and kick for a touchdown. So don't sleep on that today. Nice job, Wabby.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. On behalf of the Vikings Entertainment Network and all of us here in the Xfinity Studios, that's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.